This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Tokyo 2020 Games were declared closed by IOC Chief Thomas Bach Sunday, ending the, quote, most challenging Olympic journey, end quote, after a year's pandemic delay and threats of cancellation. Bach addressed the 68,000-seat Olympic Stadium, which was without fans, as Japan battles to contain a record coronavirus outbreak. It marked a low-key end to an extraordinary Olympics that have mostly played out in empty venues with only athletes, team officials, and media present. Medals, including gold, put the U.S. atop the standings on the final day of Tokyo 2020. AP correspondent John Leatherby has more.
Until the final, the women's volleyball night, Team USA knew it topped the gold medal podium. After a 3-0 victory over Brazil, the United States had 39 gold medals, edging out China with 38. Gold also came Sunday on the cycling track. Jennifer Valente topped the podium for the women's Omnium points race. In the ring, both Richard Torres and Keyshawn Davis claimed silver. Davis in the men's lightweight division, Torres in the super heavyweight category. Holly Seidel in her third ever marathon took bronze, and the Americans
women's marathon. The U.S. topped the overall medal count with 113 and had finished atop the medal standings every summer games since Barcelona in 1992. I'm John Leatherby.
Congolese authorities said Sunday the coronavirus epidemic had eased in many parts of the country but remained worrying in the economic capital of Lubumbashi, where not wearing a mask will now be punishable by up to 7 days in jail. Iran reported over 500 daily COVID deaths for the first time Sunday, its health ministry announced, as new infections also hit a record high. Iran remains the Middle East country worst hit by the pandemic.